Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tonight, the Supreme Court's landmark ruling on affirmative action on college campuses. The court strikes down programs at Harvard and the University of North Carolina, saying race cannot be used in decisions on admissions. But a fiery dissent claims the court is rolling back decades of precedent and momentous progress.
Tonight, a major change for college admissions. The Supreme Court strikes down affirmative action. What the ruling means for the future of higher education.
Tonight, the Supreme Court strikes down affirmative action for college admissions. President Biden saying this is not a normal court.
More than anything else, I'm struck by the weak background music that David Muir comes on to. Like, brother, you need some more CBS in your life. You know, a little bit more NBC. And you're like, here we are telling you the news. It's okay. Don't be too worked up about it. So as you know, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 yesterday that affirmative action programs being implemented by UNC, Harvard, and everywhere else were no longer legal under the Constitution and were, you know, have to be in. There's a lot to this, okay? I mean, God, it's a 240-page opinion, which I have not read yet. And I don't love talking about Supreme Court rulings until I've read the opinion, so I will read it, but just haven't read it yet. You know, I needed a half hour to get my novel in. So, but, you know, some of the things that are worth noting about it are that there are still some allowances for considerations of race to the degree that it's part of somebody's application story and shows that they are contributing to the intellectual diversity of the college campus. So you can't consider race per se, but it's not that somebody has to pretend they don't have one when they're applying, if that makes sense. It's a little bit of a nuance, but it is important to keep in mind. Remember, affirmative action originally, the original idea of affirmative action was to take people who underperformed on tests and grades because they were historically disadvantaged by coming from schools that suffered the effects of Jim Crow, for example. And so the idea was if we put them in the college environment that they don't officially qualify for, you know, in the educational setting, that they're not really yet, they don't officially qualify for, but that's because they haven't seen their potential discovered and tapped yet. And when we get them in this setting, they'll flourish. That's the original idea of affirmative action. It's long since not been that way. Like, colleges are not actually allowed, even under the system that was true 2 days ago, they weren't making up for historical injustices. What they were doing was creating a college environment that had diversity of viewpoint and experience and background and perspective. That was the goal, okay? And yet, the Supreme Court rules that even that is not an acceptable method of achieving that goal because you can't tell what somebody's viewpoint is from their skin color. And you can't even tell what their experience is from their skin color. And to use race as a means of accomplishing any end objective is fraught with unconstitutional problems. That's basically what the Roberts Court in the 6-3 decision wrote. None of this comes as a surprise. You might remember, if you are a regular listener to this show, that somebody predicted this. So again, the lean seems definitely to be by the conservative justices, the 5.5 of them, that they're going to vote to at least restrict, if not strike down, any race-based admissions criteria. There's going to be a good question about whether they apply that same standard to the military service academies or not. But my guess would be that they're at least going to get rid of it in non-military academy settings, and we'll see what the implications are for the military academies, where they may defer to the judgment of the military to use these factors. So that was from the 20th, and that's exactly what they did. They left the carve-out for the military service academies, you know, the Air Force and the Navy and the Army and the Coast Guard, because they have different interests. They have different concerns. They were not considered in this argument, as John Roberts noted in a footnote. The Supreme Court didn't weigh in on the issue of the Naval Academy in West Point, for example, in light of the potentially distinct interests that military academies may present in cultivating a diverse officer corps. That's kind of the idea. Now, they did file a friend of the court brief, but they were not the question at hand, and for them to have ruled on the military service academies would have struck me as weird. They didn't rule on that. That wasn't really the question being asked. So it remains to be seen whether anybody brings forth a lawsuit challenging that admissions process. But by the way, the ability to produce the racially diverse officer corps is still going to be impacted by this potentially, because you don't only get officers out of the academies, right? You get officers out of other places too that, you know, they have a degree. And so if there are fewer minority applicants getting into college, that means there's fewer minority applicants getting degrees. That means there's theoretically a lower number of people getting into the officer corps for the military. Other things worth noting here is that the in Florida, this will basically have no effect because we already make it illegal to consider race in admissions. So it's basically no effect. Just FYI. That's already true in the state of Florida. So, you know, will this change an awful lot? I mean, unclear. Unclear. Will there be fewer minorities in the colleges across the United States? There might be. I think it's likely the number won't change very much, because in states where it has been this way, we're not the only one, there has been a slight decline in the selective or elite level admissions, you know, for particularly black students. Not a dramatic decline, but some decline. And, you know, that's just worth noting as a fact, as a consequence of the decision. 716 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing a lot this morning. Again, kind of a traffic light day, which is good as we head into a sort of holiday weekend. Taking a look downtown, Chase, Gregory, Garden, and Palafox all checking in clear. Traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home or working on plumbing or electrical, Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electrical, they will take care of all of your stuff, okay? HVAC needs, anything like that, you know they're going to come out. It's going to be professional. They're going to install everything just right, and they will put their money where their mouth is by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. In fact, right now, you have $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. You know, we've had a storm recently, and you might have lost power, and we've had a couple storms where I know we lost power a couple times. Or if you've got a hurricane, right, this is the time to think about that. It's not when the hurricane's coming. Like, that's too late. Free sewer camera inspections, and if you need to do repairs, $250 off the repair, so free to inspect, and then you get a discount if you need to do any work. They're hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC techs and plumbers, and they're serving Baldwin County now. So whatever your needs are, air conditioning, electrical, heating, plumbing, Peden, they'll take care of you, Peden.com.
This History of the Blues is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
In 1976, the Blue Angels were kept busy taking part in air shows across the country. America was in the midst of the year-long bicentennial celebration, and the Blue Angels were in great demand. June 15th of 76 was also the 30th anniversary of the very first performance of the Blue Angels. During the 76 season, the squadron flew 80 shows, including a huge 4th of July performance at NAS Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. The season ended on October 21st with their homecoming show on board NAS Pensacola. The following season began tragically, with a loss of a plane and pilot during winter training at El Centro. Lieutenant Nile Kraft was flying in the number 6 jet when his plane went down. Because there wasn't enough time before the start of the season to select and train a new pilot, Lieutenant Vance Parker, who had flown in 74 and 75, returned to the Blue Angels for the remainder of the year. The Blue Angels passed a special milestone on October 8, 1977 in Atlanta when they flew their 2,000th public demonstration. During the 1980 season, the Blue Angels performed their breathtaking air shows in 48 U.S. cities, plus Canada and Puerto Rico. It was after an April show in Puerto Rico that they added life-saving to their list of accomplishments. While en route to their home base in Pensacola, Fat Albert, the C-130 transport plane, heard a Mayday distress call come over the radio. A 10-seater civilian plane was far from shore and desperately low on fuel. Worse, they were lost and couldn't find any land on which to put down the plane. Though in contact with the Miami control tower, they were unable to get a radar position to guide them to safety. If they weren't found quickly, they would certainly crash at sea. So Fat Albert veered off course to search for the lost plane. Once the small craft was sighted, Fat Albert flew in close to escort her to a small island with an airstrip. The lost plane touched down with less than 3 minutes of fuel remaining in her tanks. Fat Albert, having saved the lives of all on board, flew home. I'll be back with more after this.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders called Your Service Matters. If we manage your rental property through Service Matters Property Management, we will give you a 20% discount on the monthly management fee. It's our way of saying thank you to those who serve our country and community. Find out more, go to servicematterspm.com.
One of Pensacola's native sons flies with the Blue Angels. Then tragedy strikes. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's a Friday, therefore, we are talking to Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He oversees all the lifeguards and all of the things that they do to keep you and me and our neighbors and our vacationers here safe. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you. And yes, our lifeguards do an incredible job at protecting the beach out here.
Absolutely. What kind of conditions are we looking at this weekend?
Well, right now, as Bob Westwood has said, this is mill pond. The Gulf of Mexico right now is mill pond flat. It's you can see dolphins popping up out of the surface.
Oh, nice.
And it looks to be hot and warm. Looks to be hot and warm. You know, we expect more of the same to continue over the weekend.
Well, very good. We like that. So I know you didn't say it because you don't like to tell until you're actually judging the water condition, but it sounds like green flags most likely, that vicinity.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
Most likely. You know, we, and remember, a green flag doesn't mean it's safe.
Right.
It just means the measure of risk is low risk of rip currents. It doesn't mean it's safe. The water is never safe. I don't care how good of a swimmer you are. If somebody goes underwater for a certain period of time, they will die through hypoxia.
That's a great reminder that people should never, ever take it casually. I know we've had a lot of stories in the news this last week with all the bad things that happened over on Panama City Beach. And, you know, I know that's something that, you know, it's very hard to compare. Agency is very hard to compare. Even like our flag systems are a little bit different. But one of the things I think sometimes people don't realize is how much resource we have here, in addition to the law empowering you, in addition to having the, you know, clear system of flags we have, you have a lot of resources that not every agency necessarily in the state of Florida has access to. Is that right?
Oh, we're very, very fortunate. You know, like I said, you talk about resources. We have 15 trucks that allow us to extend our reach well outside the lifeguarded area. You know, people patrolling, stopping, talking to people, making contacts. One of the things we do on a continuous basis when we have red flags is to stop and provide that information to the public that the water's closed, all swimming and wading, and we explain to them why. So the guards are constantly being active and being proactive in efforts to prevent a tragedy from happening. And then we just have the ability to respond that much faster to a situation should it arise.
I mean, 50 trucks is an enormous number. I mean, the ability to project capability. 15 trucks. I didn't mean to say it wrong.
Yeah, not 50.
I was thinking of the guards, because you have about 50 guards, right?
Correct. And I lose some through attrition, which is normal. I got one individual. He reports to the Merchant Marine Academy in a few days. So we'll lose that individual. And I lost one individual at the beginning of June. Got a job in Hawaii as a lifeguard on Oahu.
Congratulations to them, but it's our loss, of course. But I only wanted to mention that because I think sometimes people don't really get how good we have it here, you know, and like the resources and the training and the recruiting and the hiring that have been put in, you know, 50 guards and 15 trucks. There are places in Florida that would, I mean, do anything to have that amount of resource to be able to keep their beaches safe. So we do it pretty well here. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for doing what you do and, you know, keeping our beaches safe and for informing us every Friday, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you Blue Angel Friday.
You bet. Absolutely. Candy, now with traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. The surf's flat. The roads are flat.
Everything's easy.
Everything's
no big
flat.
Deal.
I know. Thank God.
People are sleeping in.
That's right. Not showing anything right now. And mentioned this just a little bit earlier. Seems like a holiday light. And, of course, I bet some people may have had the forethought to take today off so they could get a long weekend. I was not one of those.
Yeah, neither was I.
It's okay. But as we take a look anyway, you shouldn't have any problems getting where you're going this morning. Caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to go shopping for. They've got a lot of cars in stock and, you know, vans and trucks and about 300 vehicles that are in stock right now. And you can, you know, compare different sedans from different manufacturers, different vans, different trucks, whatever, right in one place. And by the way, it's kind of like the truck parts over there and the other cars parts over here. And you can, you know, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. And as I always say, kind of side by side, compare them instead of having to drive here and there and then the other place. And then what was the first one like? I don't remember. It was a long time ago. All side by side. Very easy. You want to test drive them? Test drive a bunch. No problem. Sit in a bunch. See what you like and don't like, because you're going to spend an awful lot of time in that car. You might as well love it. And you deserve it. You deserve to love your car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I know we're hearing the roads are holiday light right now, but they're not expected to stay that way, Andrew. A record amount of travel expected over the 4th of July weekend here starting later today. AAA projecting more than 50 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from their home for the long 4th of July weekend. Former President Donald Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin has been weakened by the Wagner mutiny. Trump gave a phone interview to Reuters on Thursday and said Putin is still strong but has been weakened in the minds of a lot of people. And the world's oldest newspaper going out of business today. The Austrian government shutting down the Wiener Zeitung newspaper. I hope I said that one right. It's been published in Vienna now for more than 300 years. For weeks now, the front page has had a red number counting down the number of days until the final edition.
Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Just a quick reminder that, yes, a lot of new laws go into effect tomorrow. Probably the one that has gotten the most attention, and to some degree rightly so, is the permitless concealed carry. Now, I keep trying to tell you because I just know it. I just know there are people who are going to misunderstand this. You still cannot openly carry. If somebody can see your gun, that's not allowed. Also, it's not for everybody. It's only if you would be eligible for a permit. So you still have to be 21. You can't have DUI convictions, more than two in the last 3 years, or public intoxication convictions, that kind of thing. You can't take the gun to a school. You can't take the gun to a bar. You can't take the gun to a meeting of the legislative body or to a police station or to a jail. Like, there's all kinds of rules. So if you are going to conceal carry tomorrow without a permit, which you're allowed to do, please read the law and learn whether you're carved out or prohibited in some way.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's storm damage across a 500-mile stretch of the Midwest and more severe storms in the forecast there today.
Excessive heat will be the story for California, the Southwest, and over the Gulf Coast and mid-Mississippi Valley through the weekend. Meanwhile, air quality alerts continue for the Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Northeast, and the Mid-Atlantic as smoke from the Canadian wildfires gets pushed towards the eastern seaboard.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, the worst air in the country right now is reported to be in Detroit. A new Fox poll finds 48% of Americans saying the country's best days are behind us.
53% say they are not proud of the country as it stands right now. But at the same time, voters say by a 64-33% margin that the United States is still the best country in the world to call home.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Stock futures are higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now, 79 and sunny. The Santa Rosa County School Board in the process of revising their district's policy when books in school classrooms and libraries are challenged. In a news release issued yesterday, Dr. Karen Barber confirmed that while the process is taking place, any book that's challenged will be removed within 5 days and be unavailable to students until that objection is resolved. The change comes after the June meeting with a lot of public comment.
I do not understand why removing these inappropriate books was not made a top priority, and this board seems to be slow walking the process of getting this garbage removed. I understand that you have a policy, but policies are not laws and can be changed, and the board and superintendent has that power.
And Barber said during that meeting that while 65 books were challenged, they only received reconsideration forms on six of them, and only one meeting had taken place to start that reconsideration process. Escambia County's commissioner for District 5 is running for re-election in 2024. The supervisor of elections office confirming that Stephen Berry is now pre-filed for the race, joining fellow Republican James Hilburn. Both Berry and District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh have now pre-filed for their respective seats. Permitless carry of firearms is legal as of tomorrow in the state of Florida. The new law is only for concealed carry. There's still some limitations. Anyone with a felony on their criminal record or people who've had multiple DUIs or public drunkenness charges may not qualify.
There are some unanswered questions on certain circumstances that we're just going to have to get an opinion, from the state attorney and see how it goes. If there's questions, then it's better to not arrest than arrest and be in the wrong. So it's new to us, and we will deal with it as it comes. But the basic law that you can carry now without the permit is something that's cut and dry.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. If you're not sure whether your criminal record disqualifies you from carrying, you can always call the police department or the state attorney's office to seek some clarification. Congressman Matt Gaetz reacting to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action. In a statement, Gaetz says the ruling is a critical blow to critical theory. The Pensacola and Perdido Bay estuary programs say the application window is now open for the 2023-24 community grant funding opportunity. The program will award $250,000 to help restore and protect our waters through grants that range anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000. Local governments, educational institutions, and nonprofits are eligible to submit grant proposals for projects located within the Perdido or Pensacola watersheds. We're now less than 1 week away from the start of the biggest weekend of the year on Pensacola Beach. That's right, the Blue Angels are back for barrel rolls, loops, and of course, the sneak pass. Air Show Week kicking off Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock with Breakfast with the Blues. They'll featuring Circles and Rivals, and Thursday's practice show starting at 2 o'clock. That'll be followed by Friday's full dress rehearsal, civilian acts at noon. Saturday is the official show day, and it'll follow the same schedule pretty much as Friday. Of course, if you want to get parking anywhere close, you'll need to be there before the sun is out. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Yeah, you need to be parked now.
That's right.
It's weeks away.
Yeah, just go park now.
That's right. And
you'll be okay.
Last year was your first one, right? Your first Blue Angel beach show.
Yes, it was.
Isn't that cool? Did you get the pass?
It was so awesome.
First time, I was like, my hair came out of my head. So we take a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Not right now. It looks like everything's running fine so far. Highway 98 not showing any issues from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. And certainly if you see, have a traffic tip rather, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another hot and humid day today. Temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits. Just a small chance of an afternoon shower. Overnight tonight, staying warm in the upper 70s. This heat continues into the weekend. Make sure you are staying safe for all of your outdoor activities. Temperatures still in the mid to upper 90s with a small chance of rain in the afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 79 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. That feels like temperature right now about 86, which is pretty high for 7:30 in the morning. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Southwest Airlines Pilots Union says it sought to be released from federal mediation for a new labor contract, laying the groundwork for a potential strike as talks with the carrier haven't yet yielded an agreement. The airline and union have been in contract talks for more than 3 years, and negotiations have been tense. The union claims Southwest has refused to engage in substantive discussions or offer ratifiable proposals on issues like better pay, work rules, quality of life improvements, and fatigue mitigation. The Supreme Court ruled to limit the reach of federal trademark law, making it harder for U.S. companies to sue foreign rivals who sell copycat products abroad. The court said a lower court erred in upholding nearly $100 million in trademark damages to an Oklahoma-based manufacturer of remote controls for heavy machinery, which sued several related European companies for manufacturing and selling identical products under the U.S. brand name. That's Your Money Now.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
That is just a song that makes you happy no matter what else is happening in your life. That song will make you a little bit happier.
It sure does.
Definitely does. Thanks for that, Candy.
As will this lady.
That's right. She will. 739 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and super hot. I don't mean us, although that's true, too. But today, in general, it's going to be hot and humid and terrible. And don't go outside. That's my advice. Don't go outside. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, joins us on a Friday. It's been a minute, so I'm super excited to have her back on. Hey, Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, nice to be back.
Good to have you back. So we got a whole variety of different stories that happened this week. The first one I think that's on a lot of people's minds is, how is Madonna? What happened and what do we know?
Well, we know what they want us to know, is what we know. And that is that she was found unresponsive last Saturday and that she spent several days in ICU. A family member has spoken out under the terms of anonymity, but they said that they really thought they were going to lose her, that they were making arrangements.
Wow.
So it wasn't good. The word sepsis has floated around. They said it stemmed from a bacterial infection, which makes you definitely think sepsis probably came into play for such a horrific reaction from her body. They did send her home, and there are reports that she's not doing well at home. She's vomiting nonstop and bedridden. So the celebration tour has been put on pause. That was supposed to start next month. And it's a wait and see kind of thing. But, like, you know, you read between the lines and they're saying she's alert, but they're not telling you she's interacting. Mm. They're saying she's out of ICU, but they're not telling you that, you know, usually if there's a full recovery, which is what they say she's expected to make, they like to give you more information to dispel rumors and to kind of stop rumors before they start. And we're not getting any real information. So that leads me to think she's really probably not out of the woods or from whatever happened, because we don't know how long she was unresponsive.
Yeah.
So because of that, you don't know what kind of shape she might be in or what kind of damage may have been done. So
yeah,
I think it's a really big question mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you say, if they had better things to say, they'd say. If they had encouraging pictures to share, they would share. And the fact that they're not, sadly, reading between the lines, that probably tells us what we hope is not true. But, you know, that's very sad. You also had what struck me as a very odd story this week. But I think when you understand the background, it's not as odd as it first seems. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen had their fourth baby from a surrogate. They just announced that, you know, they've welcomed a baby boy from a surrogate, their fourth. She just gave birth herself 5 months ago. And I think most people hear that and they're like, wait, the what? This is weird. But the background here actually kind of explains it, right?
Yeah, I think it actually makes a whole lot of sense. They were not expecting to be able to have another baby themselves. And after healing from their last child that they lost, they decided that they really wanted to add to the family with any means possible. And so if you go through anything like surrogacy or any extra steps to have a family and have a child, it takes time and it takes months. So they were probably about to, you know, they knew they were in the process of surrogacy. They knew that this was about to happen when she found out she was pregnant. And then you're in the situation where, well, do you change your mind about this other thing and halt this procedure and, you know, and walk that back? Or do you just accept this as a double blessing, which is what they've done? You know, so it does actually really make sense if you kind of think about it. You know, they were taking other steps to expand the family.
Yeah. I mean, it's siblings from different wombs. I mean, you know, and they were already doing in vitro. They had already had one, had to have a therapeutic abortion because her life was at risk with her third. So they didn't know for sure whether what would happen. And as I said, when I first heard it, I'm like, the what now? You know, rich people problems. But then the more I looked at it, I'm like, no, this actually makes sense. And they wanted four, and now they've got four just by a little bit different means and a little bit of an unusual timing. Yeah. So, you know, good for them. We had Pete Davidson has gone into rehab now for what, PTSD and borderline personality disorder. Is that right?
He goes back for what he refers to as tune-ups fairly often. I mean, maybe not every year, but like it was compared to somebody else, it's fairly often because it happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he's on top of his mental health and he knows he's working in an industry that takes such a toll. And he's going through relationships that also take a toll. So I think he's really smart. He's not in denial. He goes and he gets the extra help that he needs so that he can come back and be the better version of himself again. So I think I really respect that about him. That's something that's really respectable. He's very in touch with what he needs, and he goes and he gets it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think some people, they kind of, you know, oh, that screw up Pete Davidson. Well, I mean, okay, we know that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so what do you do when you've got a screwed up life? Well, you take steps to get the treatment, the care, the attention that you might need. That's the smart thing to do in response to a bunch of, you know, difficulties around you. Also, the other big news this week, a little bit earlier in the week was we found out that Ryan Seacrest is going to be replacing Pat Sajak, but Vanna's going to stay, but she's unhappy about the money and is maybe lawyering up to get more. What's going on here?
Well, as she should be, because as we all know, women are paid far less than men, especially in many industries, but in the entertainment industry as well. So she's a letter turner, but she's been the letter turner for, what, like 40 years now?
Yeah.
And is definitely should be valued more than she has been. And you know, if Ryan Seacrest is coming in, the dollar signs attached to that are massive. So it is perfectly fair for her to step up and decide that she needs to make more money too in this situation. And she has lawyered up, as she probably should have. So we'll see how that shakes out. I suspect she's going to get a raise and they're going to keep her on. And she won't make anywhere near what Ryan or Pat would have made, but she deserves more than she's getting right now.
Two questions. Do you think the show survives long term? How long do you think she stays with the show?
I think if she doesn't get a raise, she's out, because she has no attachment to Ryan whatsoever.
Right. That makes sense.
So it would be a total changing of the guard. Yeah. And you know what? What Ryan does works, but it's not the same. And I think a lot of the people that still tune in are that old school, old guard watcher. And I don't know that they're going to stay, you know, on a nightly basis to watch Ryan. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I wouldn't be surprised if the ratings actually drop.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm just not sure that. But then again, Wheel is such, for the people who watch it, is such a staple that it's hard to imagine how bad it would have to be for them to not do it anymore. You know what I mean? So that may be its saving grace, is that it has become so ingrained for those people. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net, joins us every Friday or when she's available. Kate, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:47 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is, again, not showing these slowdowns or delays. 29 accident-free, not showing any problems from the Atmore cutoff down to the split at Pace Palafox. As I mentioned earlier, 98 not showing any delays. And I-10 and I-110 both traveling at posted speeds. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. Careful on the roads. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I mean, if you're selling, you want somebody who's going to be an expert and understand what's the right price, what's the right staging, how do we invite people over, what do we show for pictures on the internet, and even just something as simple as, like, what color should your kitchen be? You know, might only be a couple $100 to repaint it, but maybe that'll get you $1,000 or $2,000 in the end value. I don't know. But Christina Leavenworth knows. That's what she does all the time. Same thing on the buying side. Like, I wish, as a first-time buyer, we'd have had a Christina Leavenworth to help us, because the level of expertise, getting you through all the challenges, answering your questions, guiding you, and just making you feel like you're in charge, but really her expertise is going to make sure to help you. Like, that's just, what a resource. Like, if I knew somebody who was buying a home for the first time, I would 100% tell them, please use her. You will be so glad that you did. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. 723-9158.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit newsouthwindow.com.
New South proud!
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Augustus Gloop, the pride of Dusselheim, the fame of Western Germany, an example for the whole world.
Brutal out of here.
Did you know I keep telling you, we've been watching all these shows about the history of foods and different things in America. Did you know that Willy Wonka was a big bomb at the box office? It was a total failure.
Oh, can you imagine?
I know. No. And it's become like this super cult classic, right? Yeah. And you know why it got made? I was stunned to learn this. It was a pure marketing ploy.
For the Willy Wonka candy?
Willy Wonka brand candy was this brainchild of one of these like up and coming ambitious executives at Quaker Oats, who wanted to develop this whole other candy line back in the day when basically the only candy you had was chocolate bars.
Yeah,
and we didn't have all the stuff like Nerds and all the stuff we have today. We didn't have back then. And so his theory was, we're going to take this Roald Dahl book and we're going to turn it into a movie. And we're going to fund the creation of a movie as an ad for candy that we're going to then market. We're going to make, I think it was Gobstoppers, maybe it was Wonka, mm-hmm. I forget whatever the candy was that they were going to make. And so the movie totally failed, and the project of launching the candy didn't work either.
I was going to say, their candy sucks.
But
have you ever had Willy Wonka anything?
Right, but they still came back with the candy division, and
now it's
become a cult classic all these years later.
For us to eat Hershey bars.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Sweet God of irony. Yeah.
752, News Radio 92.3.
Did not know that.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Personal spending was up 0.1% month over month in May, short of predictions, down from April's 0.6% growth. According to the Commerce Department, consumers spent $52 billion on services and spent $33 billion less on goods. The Pentagon says that Chinese spy balloon was not actually collecting intelligence when it flew. I don't know.
You're killing me. When it flew. That's great, though. I love it.
When it ballooned over the U.S. How about that? Earlier this year, the Defense Department said on Thursday. Talking is hard, Andrew.
David, get your head out of the clouds.
The Defense Department said on Thursday it did not collect any information, though. That's the important thing. The military shot it down off the coast of South Carolina. And the Italian government, Andrew, has reportedly now contacted Mark Zuckerberg about holding a UFC fight against Elon Musk.
What? Why are the Italians involved in this?
Well,
Who cares?
Thank you. Here's
because,
the answer.
Because it would be held in the place where the gladiators fought, the Colosseum.
My God.
That's right.
Oh, man, where that guy carved his name.
Of course, according to wear like the pleated leather skirts, and they're going to use nets and tridents and swords and helmets.
Okay, whose house are we going to watch this at? Because I will pay.
Listen, I said before, I would not. It'll be terrible fighting if they do it normal style. Because I'm just telling you, middle-aged men scrapping isn't a very entertaining sight.
Shut up.
But middle-aged men scrapping in the Colosseum with swords and nets and tridents.
Even better.
Oh, I'm watching that 100%.
Oh, man.
So far, I don't see any confirmation that this is actually going to happen. But
way to raise my hopes.
Who has cable? You have cable?
Yeah. Satellite.
Can we rent it at your house? Whose house can we rent it at? That's what I need to know.
I'm sure we'll stream it.
If it's in the Colosseum or something like it, and if they have tridents and swords, I'm in. If it's just two men bare knuckling it, I don't care. I just want
to set like pizza, the menu.
I want to get everything. Yes. David, thanks so much for the
update.
It's
going to be like that Ronda Rousey fight, though. Remember everybody was the first
and it was
one?
Over.
Yeah, it was over like 2 seconds.
437-1620, 437-1620. This is kind of interesting. I know David's been reporting on it in the news throughout the morning, but one of the more interesting notes that came out yesterday is, remember we were talking about all the stuff at the Santa Rosa School Board and the way they handle books and how they're doing it very differently than how it's been done in Escambia County, or at least it seems from the outside like it's different. I think in the actual functioning of it, it's not all that different. But they, Karen Barber, Superintendent Barber, just put out a note yesterday kind of explaining what the process is. And explaining things like books that are challenged. Now, not all books that are challenged are withdrawn temporarily, but it is books that are challenged for obscenity and pornography. Okay, that's an important distinction. Books that are challenged under that particular complaint, those are the ones that get quarantined temporarily. And they have a website now. If you go to SRCDS, Santa Rosa County District Schools, .sharepoint.com, you can actually look up all of the books that are currently anywhere in the school district at any level of review. And some of them, it's kind of interesting because they have notes by school because it's always a by school kind of thing. Like, for example, Push by Sapphire. That book has been at Navarre High School, has been weeded out due to lack of student interest, little to no circulation. So some books are getting, you know, somebody will complain, okay, and then they'll look, and if it's not circulating, there's no reason to keep it anyway, right? It should go out for any other reason. Other ones are being quarantined pending review. Other ones are, you know, like the book is not in good condition, or it was lost and doesn't need to be replaced. And so there's a whole list of like reasons why books either have been pulled temporarily because you're disposing of the concern and they have to go through the process. Also of note is most of the people that are complaining have not been willing to go through the steps of the process that Santa Rosa has wanting, you know. Start with your local school, talk to the librarian, then ask for a board review, then ask for the district review, then ask for the school board review. Most people have not, or many of them have not been willing to do that. But I just thought it was interesting that she would put that out. But again, the kind of big change in policy is that because the law changes tomorrow, any book that is complained about due to concerns about obscenity, pornography, those are the books that have to automatically be quarantined temporarily until they can figure out what to do with it. Ordinary complaints about books that are not of that nature, and I know most of them are of that nature, but ordinary books that are not of that nature do not have to get immediately quarantined. They do not have to change that default, which is what they are changing from today. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like, again, the only areas of concern are just, congestion, I guess. We're just showing like where lights are, and it is pretty light, speaking of which, on the roads today, which is good. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I have a bone to pick with Bob Solarski.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Are you guys going to do it in the Coliseum?
No. You're not going to see two, you know, middle-aged white men fighting under any circumstances between me and Bob. We're not going to do that.
Say I'd pay money.
But you know how we had the street sweeper names come out?
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, they're all fantastic. Lightning McLean and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who
and
I saw this morning alongside with Sweepy McSweetface.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I was
you
so
showed
excited.
Me pictures.
Yeah.
And then the like, Dirt Reynolds was the add-on, right? Okay, so the other night, Bob was announcing them, and he took what I can only describe as a completely unacceptable political position in the middle of a newscast. Here, you listen for yourself.
City of Pensacola got some newly named street sweepers. City announced its street sweeper naming contest winners today. They voted to have three of the vehicles named. Here we go. Sweepy McSweepface, Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's the worst of the bunch, I think.
No, that's
the worst.
I agree.
And
with Bob.
What's the other one? Lightning McLean. Mayor got to pick a fourth name. He named his Dirt Reynolds.
How dare you?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's the worst of the bunch, I think.
No, see.
I stand with Bob Solarski.
I'll make a t-shirt.
I will.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Obi-Wan Kenobi is the greatest of all possible names. And
no,
also, why do you hate Star Wars?
I don't hate Star Wars.
You clearly do, and so does Bob.
I do not.
He absolutely does. I heard it in his voice. He has contempt for the Star Wars universe. He doesn't like Luke. He doesn't like Leia. He doesn't like Ewoks. You know it. He probably likes Jar Jar Binks. Okay?
You probably like Jar. Don't you do that to me.
I'm just saying. But I will say, in that moment of awfulness from my good friend Bob Solarski, Alan Strum came to the rescue and said, no, that's the best one. And he's absolutely right.
Because
Alan is a hero, and I'm deleting Bob from my phone now. It's not.
I think Dirt Reynolds is the best name ever.
I think actually Dirt Reynolds is really good. I like that one as well.
I was so excited. I saw him on the way in this morning. They clean in the 3 o'clock hour.
Hi, Bob. Love you, brother.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.